Hey, 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 mi gente. Welcome back to All About Nothing with Jay, where we talk about everything, nothing, and all the chaos that happens when you're trying to mind your business and light a candle. So listen, Saturday was supposed to be my self-care day. I had the candle, the cafecito, the journal that I bought 3 months ago and only wrote 2025 is my glow up year on the first page. Everything was ready. I even put on one of those calming playlists titled Morning Peace or something like that. Except the universe had a different idea and said, girl, not today. 5 seconds in and my dog is like, oh, you're sitting still. Let me fix that. Have you ever noticed how pets have a built-in radar for serenity? The minute you're breathing even, boom, lick to the face. Every single time. Now I'm half stand, half grossed out, because nothing kills your inner peace like cold slobber on warm skin. So I say, okay, maybe meditation isn't for today. Let's journal. I open the notebook, pen ready. I write, today I choose joy. Then, bam, from upstairs, mommy, we're out of toilet paper. Because, you know, I'm the only parent in the house, obviously. So much joy. This is what I mean when I say glow up is not soft, mi gente. It's survival. Every time I try to center myself, someone or some dog throws the universe off its axis. And all those wellness people online with their peaceful routines, how do they do it? They definitely don't live with teenage boys, a husband who loses his remote every 5 minutes, and a dog who thinks self-care means sitting on me while I stretch. So when I see those reels like my 5 a.m. glow up routine, I laugh. I really do. Girl, I've been up since 4:40 trying to work out, have some silence before I have to get the kids out the door. By 5 a.m., I need a nap, not a smoothie. After the toilet paper emergency, I try to reset. I grab my cafecito, light my candle again, because apparently we're doing this twice, and I say to myself, okay Jay, we're gonna glow no matter what. And right then the dog starts barking because he needs to go outside, and out of 5 people in this house, I am the only one who hears him. Of course, he's gotta go right now. In this house, self-care comes with bathroom breaks for everyone except me. So I open the door, he bolts into the yard, and I'm standing there like some pajama-wearing philosopher thinking, is this adulthood? Lighting candles between the chaos? And you know what? Maybe that's okay. Maybe the glow-up isn't supposed to be perfectly lit or Instagram ready. Maybe it's just the little moments where you choose to laugh instead of scream. I have a lot of those. Except now I see him and he's eating the grass, because of course he is. So he finally comes back inside, tail wagging, and of course his paws are all muddy. And I'm like, great, there goes the floor I just mopped the other day. So I decide, fine, let's pivot to skincare. Because if I can't meditate, at least I can moisturize, right? I go into my bathroom, tie up my hair, light another candle because somehow I think fire equals focus and serenity. And I pull out this fancy clay mask I ordered online during one of those treat yourself moments. The box says, for glowing youthful skin, leave on for 15 minutes. Oh, 15 minutes, I can do that, not a problem. What could possibly go wrong in 15 minutes? Everything. First, my husband walks in, stops and stares at me and goes, are you okay? You look like a wet statue. In my head, I'm just, sir, just go away. I tell him, it's a face mask. He says, oh, I thought you were auditioning for the Mummy sequel. I said, ha ha ha, very funny. Keep it up and you're gonna be the prequel. Anyways, time to leave. I try to relax. I lay back down on my bed. set my phone timer, close my eyes, and I start thinking positive thoughts like, I'm glowing, I'm centered, I'm hydrated. Then I hear something crash in the living room. At first, I ignore it because I've learned as a mom that 70% of the crashes are survivable without intervention. But then the silence, that deep, deep silence that scares you. It means something or someone is doing something they're not supposed to do. So of course, I jump up, face mask, half dry, run to the living room like a green zombie. And there's my dog, Mr. King, chewing the end of my journal. He's got my 2025 glow up year journal hanging out of his mouth. I yell, drop it, commotion. He looks at me confused because my face is cracking like a dry sidewalk, and he barks, probably to alert the family, intruder in the house. So now I run into the kitchen after him, mask crumbling, face half tight, yelling, Mira, that's not food. That is my journal. Give it back. And mi gente, he slobbered all over it. He ruined my glow up goals. At this point, I just sat on the floor. Because what else can I do, really? Do I call the vet or do I call a priest? I look at him and I said, I swear, if you start to glow before I do, we're gonna have problems. Anyways, I rinse my face, which by now feels like cement. And y'all, my skin look worse. Blotchy red, like I had a spiritual slap fight. Turns out the clay had caffeine in it. Who puts caffeine in a clay? In a clay mask. What? Well, who does that? Now my face is wide awake, but my soul is freaking exhausted. So I decide, that's it. I'm done with skincare for the day. But then I remember last week I tried one of those at-home steam facials because I saw some influencer say, it opens your pores and your heart. Girl, it opened my pores, my sinuses, and my electric bill. I nearly passed out leaning over that pot like I was trying to talk to my ancestors through the steam. And my dog sat there judging me like a furry therapist. I'm sweating, hair frizzy, and he's like, you paid for this? And yes, in my head, my dog talks to me. I talk to him like he's one of my other kids. And when he talks back, I understand exactly what he's saying. If you don't understand, I am so sorry. But that is just the way we roll in this house. So between the clay mask, the steam pot, and my dog's chewing adventure, my glow up pans turn into a PSA on why moms can't have nice things. But even in the chaos, I found something funny, something true. Real self-care is messy. Sometimes it smells like candles, sometimes it smells like dog breath, but it's still real life. After my dog slumbered all over my journal and my skin tried to start a rebellion, I did what any rational woman would do. I scrolled through Instagram because clearly the best way to heal your ego is by comparing yourself to people who look like they sleep in vitamin C. The first post I see is some influencer saying, I wake up at 4 a.m. to journal, stretch, talk to my plants. Lady, I have questions. How old are you? Do you have kids, a dog, or a partner? Do you have a job? Then I said to myself, girl, I wake up at 4:40 a.m. because my CPAP machine beeps and my foot cramps. That's my morning stretch, survival edition. Then I see another one saying, my morning skincare routine only takes 12 steps. 12 steps? I barely remember to wash my face twice a day. If it's not soap, toner, and pond screen, I'm out. We keeping it biblical. 3 steps, amen. That's it. Out. I swear these people make you feel like if you're not rubbing gold flakes and unicorn tears on your face, you're failing as a woman. Meanwhile, I'm here with my jar of Pond's, the same face cream that has probably been around since my abuelita's youthful days. Pond's fixes dry skin, under eye circles, chapped elbows, emotional breakdowns, everything. It's TT approved, so I will keep using it. But social media will have you out here believing you need to spend $200 on a serum with the essence of glacier water filtered through moonlight. Give me a break. My glow comes from stress, caffeine, and Pond's cold cream. And don't get me started on those what I eat in a day videos. They're all like, I start my morning with lemon water, chia pudding, and gratitude. Well, lady, I start mine with coffee, the sound of my kids arguing about who left the lights on all night. That's real life. And no shade to these people. If they can do it, I am so happy for them, but it's just not realistic for a lot of us. So don't get me wrong. If you can do it, that's awesome. I just don't have it in me. And that's just real life. What can I say? We don't have any. I'm out here with no aesthetic lighting, no smoothie bowls, just caffeine and survival instincts. But that's what the glow up pressure does. It sneaks into your brain and makes you think you're supposed to be glowing all the time, like a walking skincare ad. Let's be real, sometimes the glow is just sweat, and that is okay. I've realized that real glow up isn't about looking perfect, it's about showing up. Even when your mascara is running, your body hurts, and your dog photobombs your meditation session. And listen, I'm 52, my glow up is earned. It's powered by perimenopause, persistence, and Pond's cream. I tell people, this is not a filter, this is real life what you're looking at. Every line on my face, that's a plot twist. Every under eye circle, that's from love, laughter, and the occasional late night YouTubing binging session. And you know what else? My generation, the Gen X woman, we built resilience before it was trendy. We didn't have ring lights, we had fluorescent kitchen bulbs and confidence. So when I talk about glow up, I don't mean looking 25 again. I mean feeling alive again. Feeling like yourself, even when your moisturizer smells like nostalgia. Because the real glow up isn't on your skin, it's in your spirit. Let's be honest, not every day feels like a glow up. Some days feel like I showed up, slow up, give up, and that's enough. And that counts. I used to think self-care meant bubble baths and silence. Now it means drinking my water, minding my business, and keeping my blood pressure stable. Because sometimes the real glow up isn't on your face. It's in your boundaries. When you say no to something that drains you. When you stop explaining yourself to people who don't deserve an explanation. When you take a nap without feeling guilty. Even my dog's out here practicing self-care. He naps like he pays bills. He's out there working hard to pay these bills. If I sit down for 5 minutes, somebody's calling my name like I'm on stage at the Latin Grammys. Mommy, baby, even the dog barks like he's tattling. So now I schedule my peace. You want to find me? Cool. After my cafecito and 10 minutes of me pretending I'm in some resort in Cabo. And let's talk about the small wins. When I fold the laundry the same day it dries, victory, people. When I drink all my water before noon, Olympic level achievement. When I don't check my phone for an hour, enlightenment. Those little moments, that's where the real glow up hides. Because being 52, perimenopausal, and running a household, that is not a spa day. That is strength training. But in the middle of the chaos, there's something beautiful. Learning to love yourself in the now. Not when you lose weight, not even when everything's organized, not when your skin looks perfect. Now, today, this moment, people. Whether your self-care looks like a face mask, a walk, or eating arroz con habichuela in silence, you are glowing because you are choosing you, even when the dog interrupts. All right, mi gente, let's wrap this up because my cafecito is cold, my candle's gone out, and the dog is side-eyeing me like, hey lady, you're talking too much and you're not paying attention to me. So what did we learn today? That self-care isn't pretty. It's personal. It's not spa music or matching robes. It's showing up for yourself even when life keeps knocking on the bathroom door. It's about grace, not perfection. If your glow up looks like brushing your teeth before noon, good job. If it's saying no to people who drain your peace, that is strength. And if it looks like crying 1 minute and laughing the next, that is healing. In my opinion, we don't give ourselves enough credit for surviving, for getting up every single day when life feels heavy. At 52, my glow up isn't about being flawless. It's about being fearless, laughing through the chaos, loving myself through the mess, thanking God for another day, even in my mismatched pajamas. You're glowing, even if it's through exhaustion and Pond's face cream. You're still showing up, and that counts for everything. And hey, before you go, don't be shy. If you laughed, related, or almost spit out your coffee during this episode, do your girl a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Share this show with your family, your friends. Heck, even share with that coworker who's always on a cleanse. They need it too. And if you really want to support this chaos and caffeine-fueled magic, you can always buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/allaboutnothingwithjay. Because let's be honest, without coffee, there's no podcast. Until next time, keep glowing, keep laughing, and remember, the glow up is surviving another day with your sense of humor intact and not wearing orange. And as always, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Love, Jay.